if there were one theme that I had to say I see throughout all these conversations, whether it's food, parenting, news, business, career, personal finance, it's how can I improve the world in which I live?
This is PodTech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and today on Marketing Voices, I have Lisa Stone with me, who's co-founder of BlogHer, and we're sitting here in the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas, and we're at the New Communications Forum, and welcome to Marketing Voices, Lisa.
Thanks, Jennifer.
So we're going to be talking about BlogHer, how BlogHer got started. I'm very impressed with all of the work that they've done, and so I caught Lisa right before her panel, and so we're just going to talk about BlogHer. So can you tell my listeners about how you got started and kind of what is sort of the focus of BlogHer?
Absolutely. Today, BlogHer is the number one guide to women who write blogs. And we were founded in 2005 through a complete labor of love. I wrote my first blog in 2004 for the LA Times when I covered the Democratic National Convention. And I was amazed, shocked, by the millions of women who were already blogging at that time. I was very late to the party, and I had known from my work as executive producer and editor-in-chief of women.com how addicted women were to internet message boards, IM, chat, you name it. But blogging, the personal printing press, was the perfect tool, the ability to talk to each other and to get our own word out. So I sat down at coffee with this woman I'd heard so much about from a mutual friend, and Elisa Kammerhort impressed me so much with her personal energy that I immediately invited her to do a conference because we were both mutually frustrated with the ongoing question, where are the women bloggers? She later met our third partner, Jory Desjardins, at another conference on blogging, and we, in 4 months, held BlogHer Conference 2005, and 300 women came to San Jose, and we realized that this was a conference the community had built.
Wow. So 300 was in 2005, so that was 2 years ago. So I attended BlogHer last year, which is 2006, and there must have been, it seemed like about 500?
We had a total count, I think, almost 750 total with press included. I'm so glad you were able to come.
Yeah, well, it was amazing. So what astounds me, too, about it is there are so few places that I find as a woman that you can go and actually learn about things and participate. And so as you know, as the show focuses on marketing and thinking about sort of marketing and all the challenges in social media, have you had a lot of people come after you as a group and say, hey, you know, we'd really like to, in a sense, market to women?
Absolutely. And BlogHer is doing two things to try to help bring sponsors and bloggers together. After the first conference, our bloggers asked us for two things. One is they wanted a community hub where they could get together 24/7. They wanted to list their blogs. They wanted to be able to talk about what was hot in the blogosphere. Today, BlogHer.org has 8,800 members, and we have more than 7,500 blogs listed. We began to sell advertising on that blog as a way to help pay our editors and support the site, but that wasn't enough. Our bloggers also came to us and said, hey, we would really like to have a professional publishing model. We love Google AdSense, but they're just not paying us enough. And since I had helped develop and launch the Glam blog network, as well as the Law.com blog network, and since Jory had launched the Third Age blog network for boomer women, we said, absolutely. We would be proud, we'd be privileged to publish national network level advertising on your blog. So today, the BlogHer Ad Network, which you can find at blogherads.com, publishes quality advertisers across a network of more than 160 blogs. We have a network of 15 million impressions, and it is a wonderful solution for people who are attempting to reach women in the influential communities that already exist. And we are particularly proud of the fact that as women are reducing the amount of the time they invest in print magazines and television and moving into the internet communities where they can get news and information, that we are able to put sponsors like Dove, like HarperCollins Publishers, like Intuit, like many others, into Connection, where women are having their authentic conversations every single day.
So what, if you can sort of headline, what are the conversations that are sort of most commonly happening? I mean, I know that's a tough question to really kind of answer on the fly, but are there sort of topics that women are discussing that are really relevant to women?
Well, you know, you are absolutely right that it is impossible to say, because when we survey our user group, which I regularly do with Elisa, we find that they're blogging about everything under the sun. Now, there have been some very interesting recent trends. Women are very interested always in what's happening in the news. This is something that is often ignored or stereotyped. When you look at what's happening on the women's newsstand, you see makeup, entertainment, the vanity side of life, right? But if you go into what is happening in blogger search and where a lot of the page views are, it's in what Hillary Clinton's doing, what Barack Obama's doing, why is Walter Reed such a rotten place for veterans who are injured, what can we do to improve the world in which we live? So if there were one thing that I had to say I see throughout all these conversations, whether it's food, parenting, news, business, career, personal finance, it's how can I improve the world in which I live?
Wow, pretty interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, so does it regionalize then too, where people start to say, okay, there's the world, but then I'm living in Detroit, Michigan, mm-hmm. and I really want to try to take that down to what issues are in Detroit, Michigan?
Absolutely. I feel like what I'm seeing is the end, not just the end of the couch potato, Jennifer, and since both you and I have worked in broadcast, you know exactly what I mean. I am seeing the end of hand-wringing. I'm seeing people who talk about what they're interested in seeing, again, in all those topics, and then they're much quicker to move to action. And going to read a book about a subject you care about is action, just like going to vote according to a subject you care about is action. I think we're seeing the re-energization of women who control the majority of household dollars and are the majority of voters. This is a very exciting time.
So do you think Hillary Clinton could win the election?
Boy, I could not comment on that. I think that it's important to separate out, and I say this as a former political reporter, and we're planning some important coverage. There are two issues there. Number one is the country ready for a president who happens to be female? And I would answer a resounding yes. I think that you can never stereotype how women vote. We cover the entire political spectrum, and BlogHer is nonpartisan. But I think that women are looking for real solutions to the real problems our country faces today, and I don't think they care whether our next leader is female or male. Hillary Clinton, however, is not a new character for the American voting public. This is a group of sophisticated women who've been reading their local newspapers and going online for many, many years. And there are lots of opinions about Hillary. There are just as many negative ones as there are positive ones. And I think that the women's vote is the real pink elephant in the room. I will say this, ever since she and Barack Obama have declared their serious candidacies within the same week, I'm seeing blogging about presidential election in 2008 on mommy blogs that I never see politics written about. So the celebrity factor for both of those senators is driving a huge amount of interest. Will that lead to real policy debate? I think those candidates better hope so, because women are not in a position right now to vote based on their heart. I think they're headed straight for what's happening in their heads.
Very interesting. Well, I have to say thank you to Lisa, because she's got to go off and do a panel here in about 10 minutes. And so thank you so much for joining me in Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer. I listen to your podcast and I really enjoy it. So it's a pleasure to be a guest on your show.
Thanks. Thank you very much. So for all my listeners out there, until next week, may all the voices you hear be Marketing Voices.